With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Supplies to help rebuild are on the wish list for the islands hit hard by Hurricane Iota back in November. Everything from tarps to plywood to nails.
So what we're trying to do now is try to get as much as possible in construction material to send down to try to assist as much people as possible.
Alberto Bryan Jr. says the San Andreas, Providence, and Catalina community in the Cayman Islands are working to send a second shipment of items to the hurricane-ravaged areas, in particular the Isle of Old Providence, also known as Providencia.
Right now, Providence, the island that has been severely damaged, it's kind of like their rainy season. There's a lot of people, you know, that are sleeping practically in the rain because they have like some plastic and stuff that they're trying to cover the roofs. But of course, with wind and the rain and stuff, there's holes that penetrate the plastic and water gets in.
Mr. Bryan says they've secured a vessel to make the trip, but the deadline for donation drop-off is January 19th. You can find out the details by calling him on 326-1546 or calling Dion Britton on 939-6879. He says they cannot accept cash because they're not a registered nonprofit, but can accept supplies. Drop-offs are accepted at the All Nations United Pentecostal Church on Swamp Lane in Georgetown now through Saturday, as well as Monday and Tuesday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And you've got until the end of the day to chime in on a proposed plan to protect a rare plant, which is unique to Grand Cayman and has been listed as critically endangered.
So the plant is called Agesilla caymanensis. Unfortunately, it has no common name. It is that rare and is only found on Grand Cayman. The National Conservation Council is seeking public comments on a plan to protect and conserve this critically endangered species, Agesilla caymanensis.
John Mothwell with the Conservation Council says the plan sets out basic protections for the plant. A big part is authorizing the Department of Environment to carry out research and monitoring on the plants.
We all know this species is very rare. It's only found here in Grand Cayman. And that rarity means that we want to keep it here, so we wouldn't want any of the plants getting pulled up and moved somewhere else out of the country, particularly out of the country. And although while the plant is protected from take by the law now, the conservation plan takes it a step further by saying no export of the plant. So these are the kind of small extra protections that we can put in place through conservation plans when they're made necessary by the extreme endangerment of certain species, such as Agesilla caymanensis.
More information on the survey document and species conservation plan can be found at conservation.ky/protected-species-proposals. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Jerry Smith. The main opposition candidate in Uganda's presidential election has said the ballot has been marred by fraud. With a third of the votes now counted, Bobi Wine has less than half the votes of the incumbent Yoweri Museveni, but has declared himself the winner. The US President-elect Joe Biden has unveiled a massive plan to address what he called the twin crises of the coronavirus pandemic and a sinking economy. It's worth nearly $2 trillion and includes direct relief to the worst affected individuals and households. A court in Germany has sentenced a sports doctor to almost 5 years in prison for the blood doping of athletes in skiing and cycling competitions. Mark Schmidt had been found guilty of masterminding an international doping ring between 2012 and 2019. The Dutch cabinet is under pressure to resign today over the harassment of families that were falsely labelled as benefit fraudsters. The Prime Minister, Mark Rutte's coalition partners, favour stepping down before a vote of confidence next Tuesday. Shares in the Chinese firm that's the world's third largest smartphone maker have fallen by 10% after it was blacklisted by the United States. US investment in Xiaomi will be banned after Washington accused the business of being tied to the Chinese military. Reports from eastern Congo say 46 people have been massacred in Ituri province. Local officials blame the killings on the Allied Democratic Forces militia group, which has been accused of carrying out some 800 killings in the past year in the DRC. BBC News.